Welcome back to Dark Rum Podcast. My name's Turtle.
I'm Kyle, and you do it so upbeat. It's weird.
I'm sorry that I'm happy.
We have a special guest today.
What's up, everybody? This is Gif from the Chungus cast. We're doing a little collab episode here with Dark Rum, so I'm really excited about it.
Welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us, Gif.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I was in like your neck of the woods not long ago. I think that's how with this conversation about doing a collaboration came up.
Wait, you were?
Yeah, I was driving through like somewhere down south on my way back.
Yeah, I live kind of near Northern Virginia area, but
okay.
I remember you tweeted something, and then I was
I was taking pictures on my travels back.
Please do a collab with me. But yeah, I don't know. I like these guys started a podcast recently, probably at the start of the pandemic. And I don't know, probably like a month into it, I really went hardcore with promoting the podcast. And that's kind of how I found them. And I don't know, my podcast never really had a theme, but you guys sort of did from the outset. And just based on like what things were fun to talk about, I started going towards sort of your realm of, I don't know, cryptid, alien stuff.
Spooky stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's not all like that, but there's a lot of just, you know, conspiracy stuff. I mean,
that's the whole reason we started.
Yeah.
This, that's the kind of stuff we like. So,
did you say the name of your podcast?
Yeah, it's called podcast. The Chungus Cast. Yeah,
Chungus
exactly.
Cast.
Yeah. Right.
Awesome. Anyone listening, please, you know, check out Chungus Cast. When you get the chance, also. That was a weird sentence.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. Stop. Stop.
I'm
stop
trying.
Doing things.
But you guys are in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The good part of Pennsylvania. Whoa, I can't. That's so loud now.
Is there a good part? No, I'm just
there
kidding.
There is.
There's not, but there is.
I mean, okay, as good as it gets.
The part that's right next to New Jersey.
No.
The greatest part
okay.
of the
okay.
Pennsylvania. That's I say that all the time. We're in the Lehigh Valley, which is
okay.
It's pretty metropolitan as far as like Pennsylvania goes.
I think
Philly and then go up north and it's a little bit nicer.
No, yeah, I've been through there. I assume Lehigh Valley is near Lehigh and Lafayette University.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've driven through there on the way to like Toronto and stuff before.
Right. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to deliver all of Lafayette's office supplies.
I used to drive through Lafayette all the time.
You live near that?
I live near
not anymore.
I live in Easton, but I'm not worried about saying that because Easton's huge. But
yeah, it only has 9 zip codes.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, track me down if you can.
Anyway, so today we're going to talk about like a spooky place for once. We don't normally do that. Normally, we're pretty vague. We don't like go into like super specific things.
We covered like Shades of Death Road.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
one
of the episodes.
We could do that again.
You guys.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
but we're going to talk about the Cecil Hotel today. Now, do you know anything about like the Cecil Hotel?
Me? I did research it a little bit preparing for this episode, but I didn't really know anything about it before I researched it, except one of the parts that we'll probably talk about. I do remember seeing the video, but
yes.
I didn't really go into it more than that.
I did the exact same thing. I was like, I don't know anything about the Cecil Hotel. And I started looking into it and I was like, oh, I have heard multiple stories that happened at the Cecil Hotel. I just had no idea they happened at the Cecil Hotel.
And I'm just the resident psychopath who knows anything that involves murder. So
yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, you have the reference for the serial killer.
Yeah. So, all right. So, my microphone is still loud in my own head.
Jared, you're just messing up all of our. Our producer is just the worst.
He's so bad.
He's just awful. Thank God he's so hot, because if he wasn't eye candy, I don't know what I would do with him. Probably just throw him in a trash compactor.
Okay. Get serious now, Ron. Get serious.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm super serious. Right. This is a serious podcast.
The Cecil Hotel opened
Where are the other drugs going? I'm sorry.
They're going to the Cecil Hotel.
Okay, Cecil Hotel.
Actually, it's not, because it's closed now. But it opened in December of 1924 on 640 South Main Street in downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. One of its selling pitches is always that it's like, it's in downtown LA, close to everything.
It's right next to Skid Row.
No, it's directly in the middle of Skid Row. That's the thing that they avoid telling people. Yeah. And like, even like, there's like stories, if you watch the documentary about like the Cecil Hotel, is mostly along the lines of like Aliza Lamb, where like they renovated, but they only renovated like outwardly facing things.
Yeah.
So like they would send these pictures and then you would see like the lounge area and it was super nice. And like the wherever you go to check in area was super nice. And then you get to their rooms and they're still the same rundown rooms from like 1920 something.
Didn't they like rebrand the whole thing to like,
they changed the name. Yeah.
Something on Main, Stay on Main.
Stay on Main. Yeah.
And they changed the name. They did a whole rebranding campaign and they left all of the Cecil Hotel signage. It's just, it's still very clearly the Cecil Hotel that they just changed to Stay on Main, but didn't.
Yeah.
I'm also pretty sure that there was still like, they didn't buy the whole hotel. They only bought like a couple of floors. So if
really?
Yeah. So if you went
how
to the
Cecil,
I don't know, but if you were in the Cecil Hotel, you would go to the right elevator and that would take you to only, it would only take you to the like floors 1 through 6 and like floors 7 through 15. And if you were on north on Main or whatever it's called, you would go to the left elevator and you could only go to like 7 through 11 or whatever.
That's fucking weird.
Well, there was, there's that, but there's also the fact that they have, because it's in like,
they have residential
the,
rooms,
the
right?
highest homeless population in the world, I think. It's like 4,000 to 6,000 people. Mm-hmm. It's partly like tenant housing, hostel situations.
When the hotel was first made, the Great Depression hit, and the homeless population there was 10,000.
Really? Well, I mean, that wasn't Skid Row back then, though. Skid Row became Skid Row because LAPD was like, what do we do with the homeless people? Well, if barely anybody sees them, we keep them in one area.
Yeah.
Then we don't have any. So it was just a way to like hide. Like they guard it to make sure they don't
leave.
But
that's where that started, was the hotel was built for businessmen traveling to and from LA, but the Great Depression hit immediately, like 2 years after it was built. All of that businessman traffic dried up. And
I just love the businessman.
The businessman.
All them businessmen.
All them businessmen.
Look at all these businessmen.
And because they had no business there, they started doing the residential rooms because there was a 10,000. I mean, all of the homeless of LA were basically, like you said, like cordoned off to Skid Row.
Yeah.
And because it was the Great Depression, there was a shit ton of them. And so 10,000 homeless people were there, and a bunch of them ended up taking like the perm, you know, residential rooms, you know, the long-term stays.
Yeah, when they can get that, like, $20 for the night or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, during the Great Depression, I'm sure it was like, it's a 55 cents a night, but that was equivalent to us being, like, $50 a night or something here.
The Cecil Hotel does not cost that much.
Well, I don't know what it is now.
It's $21 to $53. It's nothing right now.
Really? Yeah, $21 to $53. It's cheap. Super cheap. Yeah. And people wonder why people keep getting murdered there.
Yeah, well, if we do any travel stuff, we have to stay at the Cecil Hotel.
Yes. And
you know, we should make,
I can't say words, because if I were to be like, yeah, and we'll stay in, then you guys will be like, no, see, Kyle's a psychopath, but let's stay in Richard Ramirez's room.
Yeah, let's do that one. What room was he?
I don't know.
Oh, well, we could stay in his room. I'm down with that.
You'd have to Google that.
Yeah. We can make Kyle, like, or not Kyle, we can make Jared, like, stay in the bathroom or something.
Oh, like, we'll make Jared go outside, and he'll, like, throw all his clothes away in the dumpster and then come inside naked. And we'll be like, look, he's like Richard Ramirez.
Oh, my God.
And he'll be like, that's racist. It's because I'm Spanish. I'm like, no, it's not. It's because you're Jared.
It's because you're Jared and you killed someone and hid your clothes in a dumpster. Yeah. And we'll be like, I didn't kill anyone. And we're like, that's not what this bloody knife with your fingerprint says. And frame him as a Ramirez impersonator.
Night Stalker Part 3.
We should probably tell people what you guys are referencing, because it's a pretty funny story.
We've talked about that a lot.
Oh, you have? Should. Okay.
No, I mean, just now.
Oh, no, about Jared being, like, possibly a serial killer? No, we don't ever have. This is the first time that's outwardly been said. It's just been hinted at a lot.
Yeah. We vaguely hint that Jared is a serial killer, like, every episode.
There's only been, like, times when we've, like, actually complained that maybe we're actually locked in his basement and not allowed to leave.
But we are definitely not, and everything is totally fine.
Has he ever spoken on the podcast?
He speaks.
He speaks on his own podcast.
Yeah, he's on the other one.
And close to our ears.
Sometimes he makes hand signals at us, and we yell, and then he has to yell, and you can sometimes hear him on this podcast.
He does own swords.
Okay, according to thegrudge.com, you can still stay at Ramirez's room in the Cecil Hotel. When it opens up, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard something. It's going to open again in like 2021, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, it is 2021.
Possibly. So, like, every hotel has.
It is 2021.
Shut up.
It's almost the end of 2021.
Listen, I am not a doctor.
You are a Dr. Kyle. Don't deny your doctor heritage.
Anyway. So like every hotel ever has had some level of tragedy, whether it be like suicides or like murder, or like crimes inside of them. But it's never like, it's not like this level of bad.
This place is like the suicide forest in Japan, but a hotel.
I don't know if it's that much suicide. There's other hotels that have a lot of suicide.
The Cecil Hotel has a lot of suicide.
I didn't go that deep into those.
The one thing I was reading was that it seems like it's all suicide, but the reason is they've only released like 18 or so deaths.
Oh, yeah. They try to cover it up.
Yeah. All the other ones, they haven't released how the people died. So there's a theory that most, they only, like, if they release deaths, it's only the suicide one. So it doesn't look as bad. But there's a lot of, like, murders that are not being released for whatever reason.
Drug overdoses.
Oh, yeah, there's so many of those.
Probably all that.
Yeah. Like, there's, this is an area where, like, that's a huge thing. Like, there's, like, a YouTuber who, like, just interviews people from Skid Row, and like I got into that for a little while. I was like, this is sad, I don't want to watch these. Or not the Cecil Hotel. Did I say Cecil Hotel?
Skid Row.
Okay, yeah, Skid Row. That's what I meant. Yeah, they've actually talked about it on there, like staying there for like a night or whatever.
I mean, I mean
it makes sense why you would go there as a serial killer. Like there's a very large homeless population right outside.
Yeah. That's not even what those guys were going for, though. The ones that stayed there, at least. At least the ones that are known. Who knows how many more have stayed there? Like, I mean, you never know.
Be a serial killer like Jared in today's world. You want to do it to people that no one's really looking for. So, right. I mean, that would make sense. Like, that's where you want to, like, that's your stomping ground.
So, the first recorded suicide that I found was in January 22nd of 1927. So, like, what is that? Like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years after it was opened?
Yeah, that's not long.
And it's Percy Orman Cook, who shot himself after failing to reconcile his relationship with his wife, kind of typical. Like, a lot of hotels have, like, the abandoned wife, lady in white dress, ghost type stories, which actually, I don't know if there's a lot of ghost stories at the Cecil Hotel.
Well,
there's a lot of scarier things there than that.
The Ghost Adventure guys, and they have the new show on Discovery Plus or whatever. And they talked about it. They did the hotel, and the hotel has they even said, like, a lot of places you go to, the people are like, this is going to be scary. And they're like, yeah, it's a dark building, but it's not really scary. This place was apparently really scary.
That's your trusted source?
Well, I'm just saying, that's if you're going to, did you go to the hotel?
Ed Hardy, like, dudes wearing.
Did you go to hotel?
Dudes in Ed Hardy shirts that are just yelling at ghosts.
I mean, maybe. I yell at ghosts.
Are you like, come at me, bro?
Yeah, I'm like, you want to go, motherfucker?
I feel like that's not true.
I do sometimes. It depends on my mood.
Are you a ghost believer?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I would say that honestly, with this hotel, I'm not convinced at all.
Yeah, I would say that there's scarier things than ghosts at this hotel.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I was gonna say I would be way more afraid of the people who are there who are alive, and like I would be way more afraid of like just getting like.
Getting either off the elevator and getting being murdered by mugged. A meth head.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's probably like a dozen serial killers that are there right now. Because I know like the theory currently is there's like two in Pennsylvania at least and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they know that? I don't know what it's based off. But like their theory is that they're using opiates to force overdoses and stuff. Like it's an easier way to get away with it now.
Ohio and Pennsylvania have.
It makes it easy. Yeah, that's why I mentioned those two. Yeah,
that seems like playing like going hunting with drones or something. Like,
is it really
a serial killer if you're like getting guys to overdose on opioids in the alley and you're like,
I don't know if it's necessarily about the method. I don't think we should like be like, oh, that's a bitch way to do it. Like, I don't think we should go out there and encourage that.
Tell me, how would you kill someone if you were gonna do the serial killer? What would you do?
I'm just saying it just does. It feels like that would not get the same, like, whatever reason they're doing it for, endorphin hit or like.
Yeah, maybe.
Like,
I don't know, unless you like watching people wiggle.
Maybe it's just like a thing where you're like, I just want to cause as many deaths. I want to be like the sole responsible reason for as many deaths as possible.
Be like Jared and want to feel like God for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I could get that. But honestly, I feel like it's a little bit better because I definitely had same feelings about like. The Zodiac Killer and like Son of Sam. I'm like, how does shoot people count?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, what are you getting out of that? That's lazy.
You at least gotta make them like like fear you a little bit before you end their life.
This is going to be the one that gets us canceled.
This is getting super dark.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, they can't be like happy and like getting high with you and stuff. That's just weird.
Maybe you don't know what is triggering this in these people.
I mean, that's some angel of death stuff, man. That's what they do. They're just like, here, you want like, more morphine?
You want more morphine? And I'm going to ease you on your way to the next life.
Yeah.
Take some morphine.
That is.
I guess that would fit.
That is not like, how
if they thought they were like altruistic or they had like this backwards view where they were like actually the good guy, but they're really evil. And
yeah, exactly.
This is one of those funny things. The term angel of death is actually really confusing because it implies that people are doing it to let people out of like their misery. That is not what those people do. They just straight up go into hospitals and just kill people.
Oh, wow.
What can you explain to me what an angel of death is? I have no idea.
So it's like a nurse that in like a hospital or something that'll like force an overdose onto a patient.
Oh, so like usually
just people.
Okay.
It's usually nurses a lot of the time. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There's a few of them actually, but
they got like God complexes basically.
Yeah. There was actually one that worked in like hospitals near us that worked in similar hospitals. Like, well, not similar. The same hospitals as my mom at times.
Didn't Warren.
Warren Hospital, he worked there when my mom was there, and Easton Hospital.
Oh, Jesus. No wonder I hated those places.
And at that time period, this is a totally different subject. We can go into this another time. The whole thing about like hospitals back then is like, instead of being like, oh, yeah, we have a guy that's murdering people, they were like, oh, that's a malpractice lawsuit. He's fired.
Yeah.
Move on.
And then they go to the next hospital. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. Cause they're just, it's being marked as they were fired for bad performance or something.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Now there's back to the Cecil, there's unconfirmed, probably not true from what I was reading, but there's a rumor that Elizabeth Short, shortly before she was murdered, stayed at the Cecil. Well, went to the Cecil.
Who's Elizabth Short?
The Black Dahlia?
I don't know that.
You don't know the Black Dahlia?
No.
That is like one of the most famous Hollywood murders ever.
Nope.
Okay, so Elizabeth Short was this woman who's like literally her body was found. Nobody has ever figured out who did it. Theory is like it's a doctor.
Christopher Walken killed?
No. No, 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 no. He didn't do that anyway. The other dude did.
No.
No, no, no. She was found in a field, and at first everybody thought it was a doll because she was literally bisected in half.
Oh, Jesus.
And she had like a Glasgow smile.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and like it was like one of the most gruesome murders. There's movies about this. There's a band named after it. Like, oh wow!
I thought Black Dahlias were like a flower.
I don't know if it might be, but it's why they named it that. Oh, but no, she was like an actress in Hollywood. It was a big deal.
Oh, I never heard of it. It's one of those things that must have slipped by me.
My mind is blown now. I thought everybody knew about that.
No,
why is that her name though?
Why did they call her the Black Dahlia? I don't remember exactly. I think it had to do with like her black hair or something. Cool. I don't off the top of my head, I don't have any like the stuff. I just know like
pictures in like Hollywood.
It was a big deal. Yeah. And the pictures are super messed up.
Yeah. No, I'm not looking that up. I'm fine.
It's not like gruesome, but it is kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, the blood's gone because she definitely wasn't murdered when her body was left. That's why like when they first stumbled, I think it was like a kid that found her. They thought it was a mannequin at first. And they're like, oh, no, that's a person.
Oh, no. Can you imagine being that kid? Talk about something that will give you PTSD.
What are you talking about? It's all over TikTok now. Kids being like, hey, we found a suitcase.
I mean, they're usually full of shit.
There totally wasn't.
Logan Paul in the Suicide Forest.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a douche. And then in 1964, retired telemarketer Pigeon Goldie Osgood was found murdered, sexually assaulted, stabbed, beaten, and her room was ransacked.
Wow.
Because of being Skid Row, this is a thing that happened. Arrested Jacques B. Ellinger, who was wandering around the streets covered in blood. But it wasn't hers because he was let go. So that's just the thing in Skid Row. That's like a thing that happens. Yeah.
You're covered in blood, clearly not yours, but also not hers. So I guess you get away with this one, you little scamp. And like slapped him on the wrist and sent him on his way.
I imagine it's a common sight there.
Oh, God.
Maybe it was his blood.
I'm wanting to stay at the Cecil Hotel a little bit less as we talk about Skid Row.
It's in a terrible neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right in downtown Los Angeles.
Downtown LA.
I wonder if it'll like get taken over. If there'll be like gentrification once it opens back up from like all the just like all the TikTok or all the like ghost hunters will start staying there and it'll drive up the prices and then
probably
maybe
I'm sure they'll track up the prices because it is LA, but I don't think that you could change 100 years of
Yeah.
Rounding up your entire homeless population and shoving them into a 50 block square area.
So our producer Jared hit me with why she's called the Black Dahlia.
Oh, I thought he was showing you pictures. No.
She would acquire the nickname of the Black Dahlia posthumously, so after she died. Later, after the owner of a drugstore in Long Beach told reporters that male customers had that name for her. Which is probably bullshit on the
oh no, for sure. This was a big like production thing. Her case was like everybody was
I don't know. Do you have in your notes there, Kyle, about the woman acting weird in the elevator in the water tower?
I do, but that is more recent history. I was going in order of time.
That's the first thing I knew. I knew about that, and I didn't know it was the Cecil Hotel.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know who the fucking hotel was. I didn't care.
Oh, I just knew it because it was famous, but I knew it because it's serial killer stuff.
Well, I see, that's why.
So like we said, the Cecil Hotel is broken up between like a living tenant area.
Yeah.
And like a hotel area. And they're supposed to actually be separated, but they were only vaguely separated.
Yeah.
And in that tenant area is where two serial killers have lived at separate times while active. So the first was 1985, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, was living on the top floor for $14 a night.
$14 a night? That's a steal.
He was a very poor man.
Well, I guess it's not much a steal for him then.
No. He only cared about getting really, really high and then losing his mind and then going out and kill people. So he was a professed Satanist, which that is totally not what they are. I'm very offended by him for that.
Yeah.
That's
everything. Not
it's the opposite. Yeah. He took the lives of 13 women, attempted at least 5 more with dozens of sexual assaults, and it was always like mostly young and senior women.
Yeah.
His methodology was to like just look for houses with open windows.
Oh geez.
Like he didn't like actively, he was not like a strong man. That's why his victims were always like super weaker type people. Like he went after like weak victims. And then he would come home to the Cecil Hotel covered in blood, either wash his clothes in the public laundry area or throw them in the dumpster and come inside naked. That was why there was a joke about that with Jared.
Yeah.
And just walk to his room and nobody ever noticed.
Jesus Christ.
And he did that until he got caught, I'm pretty sure.
Well, so someone noticed eventually.
No, he got caught because of his sneakers. It had nothing to do with the people there. God. What are you talking
about? There must be a lot of naked people just walking around that hotel.
Yeah,
was it the 70s or the 60s?
85. It was in the 80s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really know why they would not be upset about that. That's weird.
Because
imagine being anywhere and seeing someone just walking in naked in the hotel and you're just like
McDonald's.
You got to think about the population of people that are there on the outside and that like only can get into the hostel part for like a night maybe because they went out and they did some illicit thing in order to gain their $25
on the corner and they have a $25 to
I was trying not to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, were we trying but to
sure
be, like,
sure
more...
sure 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 sure
okay
sure suck your dick for a dollar and then you'll do that 25 times and get a room for the night.
Wow, dollar, that's really cheap.
It was 1970? don't be a menace for drinking gin and juice in the hood.
Don't be a menace to society while drinking your juice in the hood. If you're gonna say the movie name, get it right.
Shut your whole face. I don't love you. And then in the 90s came Jack Unterweger.
Unterwagner.
Shut up. He was Austrian. I don't speak Austrians.
Oh my god. Okay.
He in the 1970s murdered an 18-year-old girl, went to jail, became an example of reform in prison.
Oh my god.
He was an author. He wrote a bunch of books. He wrote articles and stuff to the point where people petitioned to get him out. And Austria, being a place that really did believe in prison reform, let him out in the 90s.
Okay.
By the way, he killed the girl by strangling her with her own bra. So that's cool.
Which became like his go-to thing.
That's even more fucked up somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's common to use things that are around for them.
It's poetic. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not poetic.
Poetic.
So after he got out, he's famous now
because
reform, he became a journalist.
Okay.
And I don't remember, like, I always thought that he came to L.A. to do an article. But apparently somebody was saying it was like a holiday. Okay. So he was either sure he on was vacation. On
no, he was definitely on business.
Yeah. That's what I thought I he was too. Here to like write like articles about prostitution in which is the thing that he did. His topics were on the people that he chose for victims.
No one saw this as a red flag.
No. And he wrote violent stuff. I'm pretty sure there were red flags that were available, but you know, he's a perfect example of prisoner reform.
Published and unauthored red flags.
Everybody was really trying to get him out, not only because of the reform thing, but also because apparently he was a very gifted poet. So it was like all the literary stands were like trying to like push the judge to.
Yeah, his writing also They're super like,
his
helped.
His soul is beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Which
Who
is
cares
really funny.
About that 18-year-old girl.
That was so many
We're
years
not
ago.
Funny, but
it was like 25 ironic. Years ago.
Yeah, oh yeah. And the judge caved and let him out.
So while here in LA, he murdered at least three sex
Jesus
workers minimum.
Right.
In 1991, he was then caught in February of 1992. So he was out of jail for like 3 years before he went back to jail.
Wow.
Now a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was arrested with 12 to 15 victims. Nobody really knows because the range was from Germany, Austria, Czechoslovakia, and the United States.
Jeez.
And where he was staying at the Cecil Hotel, as we said, probably pretty easy to make people go disappear.
Yeah, there's a pretty easy area to pick them off at.
Yeah, and Czechoslovakia, I think, was going through like a civil war at that time. So it's probably
even easier there.
Yeah, he wanted to write a piece on like the conflict.
He wanted the easiness of Czechoslovakia, but he wanted the McDonald's of America, so he did it in LA.
McDonald's in Austria?
Dude, Czechoslovakia during a revolution?
Yeah, but there's no frites sauce there.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he wanted the easiness of Czechoslovakia. I'm not talking to you anymore. Gif gets it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Nobody understands what you're on about.
I'm done with everyone.
I think you just hate the Czechs, and that's messed up.
Czechs? Wow.
I don't even think that's a country anymore. It's like two countries now.
Right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Czech Republic, and then there's a bunch of other
ones. I think Slovakia is just its own country now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, they split.
Now, the case that recently brought light to the Cecil Hotel, and by recent I mean 2013, which is what everybody I think did most of the research on.
I didn't do research on it, that's just what I knew about.
Okay. Is the disappearance of Aliza Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when it
dun,
happened.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, I do too.
Like I was watching stuff and listening to things while it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was kind of the same all around.
Yeah, I was in college at the time, so anything that was happening in the news, I was kind of zoned out of, but I remember the video. That helps.
Yes.
So that's the first thing I saw about the Lisa Lamb disappearance was the elevator video.
Yeah. So the elevator video is like a fun thing for me because I was super into creepypastas when that happened.
Yeah.
And my immediate thought was she was doing the elevator game.
What's the elevator game?
So you guys don't know about the elevator game?
No. I do not know about the
elevator. Cool, because I actually just left the whole creepypasta up for that.
Oh, cool.
So the elevator game is like this creepypasta, and it's supposed to be like this Korean game that they play, and you get into an elevator that has to be a building that has at least 10 floors.
Uh-huh.
You have to make sure you're alone, no one else gets into the elevator, or you have to start over. So you press the button I'm going to tell people how to do the elevator game now.
Okay.
You press the button for the fourth floor, and you don't get out.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to the second floor, the sixth floor, the second floor, then the 10th floor. Never get out.
Okay.
Then you go to the fifth floor. There will be a young woman that'll come into the elevator with you. Do not speak to her, even if she looks familiar. Do not speak to her.
Okay.
Never speak to her.
Why would she look familiar?
I don't know. I think it's like a demon. Then press the first floor.
Okay.
If you press the first floor, but the elevator goes to the 10th floor, remain on the elevator because you're still in the game.
Okay.
If you press the first floor, elevator goes to the first floor, then exit the moment the doors open. Do not speak or look back. Don't speak to her.
Okay.
Once you reach the 10th floor, you can choose to get off the elevator or stay. If you choose to get off, the woman from step 4 may ask you a question and even call you by your name. Do not answer her. Now, if you get there, then you're going to come out into another like plane of existence. That's why.
Okay.
So like it's supposed to teleport you to this other world. And to know for sure you are, the sign is that you are the only person there.
Okay.
So it's like, It's like a weird supernatural world that it takes you to, and that's the whole point of it. And I don't know why anybody would do it, because it's supposed to. It's one of those creepypastas where no matter what, you're going to screw it up and you're definitely going to die.
Yeah.
Right.
So also, if you're doing it on an elevator that has a building with 10 floors at least, then you're probably in a high population area where there's going to be other people getting on and off that restarts the game.
For sure. But the fact that the picture of Elisa Lam's elevator is in the creepypasta for the elevator game is a reason enough for me to be like, oh, that was smart when I thought that.
Yeah.
Because it was my first go-to, because I already knew about this before like that happened.
Yeah.
And there's just her weird behavior with it, with like the getting in and out and standing. Yeah. But why was the elevator not moving is the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just keep an elevator paused.
Apparently there's a whole door button on that elevator.
Just leave it open?
That's what Reddit surmised. And it makes sense, because if you're in a hotel, like sometimes they have those when you're like in the loading dock elevator.
Yeah.
You have to like get couches in there. But that's the most plausible theory I think people came up with.
Nah, I'm gonna keep going. She's playing a supernatural game.
It was also a piece of shit hotel.
Tower.
Okay, that's the other one that people can't figure out.
So yeah, because there's not like a way to just get into that water.
There was no like,
there's no ladder.
There was no simple way for her to get in there. There was no evidence of her like breaking in.
And it was closed.
It was closed off.
And were her clothes? Her clothes were folded outside, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So we should explain before we get to that part. But basically, like, she went missing for a long time. I think it was like a week. And
I have the dates, actually, I think.
The only Kyle evidence they had of her dates. Was this elevator video of her basically acting very manic and strange. And it came out she was bipolar and possibly not on her meds or something. But
which I don't know if that bipolar really presents itself the way she was behaving.
Yeah, she
I
was
know
definitely
a
having
a lot of bipolar people.
That was a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, she was either having an episode or she was legitimately being followed by somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
But she kept like hiding in the corner and like looking out of the elevator, and that's the only
video.
And it
looked like she was arguing with somebody too.
Yeah, she was like talking to no one we could see at some point.
Yeah, it was super weird. If you haven't seen it, you can still find the video pretty much like everywhere. Just look up Elisa Lam. So she was a Canadian student out of the University of British Columbia. She checked into the hotel on January 28th of 2013. And then after complaints from her roommates, because she was originally staying in like the hostel section.
Okay.
With roommates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were complaining that she was acting weird.
Okay.
So apparently, like, the weird behavior had started pretty much as soon as she got there. Mm-hmm. And she was moved to, like, the regular hotel aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
By January 31st, she was supposed to check out. And the last place she was seen was a place called The Last Bookstore. Mm-hmm. And then from then, nobody saw or heard anything from her.
Okay.
Her family's, like, immediately reported her missing, because apparently she was... like, I think she was very active on like social media of 2013, whatever it was, Facebook or whatever.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But she was always in contact with her parents the whole time she was gone. And then it just broke off. So they called like the police, and then they had to come here, because I think originally the LAPD was like, yeah, whatever, we don't care.
They have a 7-day rule or something.
That is a myth. There is no real rule to when you could report someone missing. There isn't.
I don't
you have to wait 7 days.
I don't think there's an actual rule, but I do believe that cops would just be like, nah, give it time.
Yeah.
No, because
I mean,
like,
there's a lot of,
if you don't find somebody in the first 24 hours, they're like, or like, is it the first 48 hours?
Yeah.
You're not going to find them alive.
Yeah. But like, there will also be like, especially in an area like Skid
like
Row,
Skid
the
Row.
Police will immediately be like, nah, I mean, it's probably fine.
Because they don't care.
There's also like the thing where if it's like a teenager, they'll be like, they'll be back.
Oh, yeah. We just saw that guy. We just let that guy go because it wasn't the victim's blood. But
well, there's also the fact that she was a person of color, and there's a thing called the less dead, which is something that a lot of people don't talk about, but it's a law enforcement thing, not like a set thing. But when it comes to people that go missing and murdered, people of color, people who live high risk lifestyles are considered less dead if they're missing. It's less important to go and
investigate
their cases.
Her name?
The latest chick that died in the
and like now there's like they have like Dog the Bounty Hunter looking for
them. Oh my god, yeah,
looking for the guy, and and all this stuff is coming out.
How many
out
people went missing that weren't pretty blonde girls? The last,
like, yeah, like seven years or something that weren't, you know, famous white blonde hair, blue eye girls, but natives.
She wasn't even missing. They like already found her body. It's just, it's just so
exactly.
No, it's because her boyfriend ran away. Which
super
shady. That's a weird sign.
Yeah,
I didn't do it. Where'd you go?
Also, have they found him? Like,
the latest I heard was that someone spotted him hiking up the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, I'm sure like a million people have spotted him a million places. But
Dog the Bounty Hunter like got him on like one of those islands in the Keys of Florida. I guess he got away.
It's nowhere near the Appalachian Trail.
I tell you what, if I saw some of that, they made a joke that I really liked, and it was if Dog the Bounty Hunter brings this guy in, I'm never paying taxes again.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yo, you know what? If he is on the Appalachian Trail, you should send your brother to go find him.
He would 100%. His name is Batman, so it's really perfect.
Wasn't he on the trail when like something crazy happened?
Yeah, my brother hiked the Appalachian Trail.
In that time period, I think, too, in 2013, not recently.
No, not recently. He didn't do it. My brother did it 2 years ago.
Oh, he did it again?
No, he did it.
I thought he did it a while ago.
I mean, maybe it has been longer. I'm bad with time. But he hiked the trail, and it was kind of sort of, you know, a couple years ago, but we could send him on it. His trail name was Batman, so, I mean, it's perfect. Go find him. He knows everyone on the trail. He's still friends with a bunch of those people.
People just stay on the trail and never get off.
I'm like, pretty sure he knocked up some girl on that trail. I don't know that for sure, but I, like, suspect.
It's like one of those like trains that is just a circle, and like people get on and just never get off.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go back up and down. So on February 6th, the police did hold a press conference to try and get more information for her. And then February 13th is when the elevator video got released.
Yeah.
And then guests started to complain about the color, smell, and taste of their water.
Ugh.
So,
and you know, if you have a bunch of meth heads complaining about the water, then
no, these are the hotel guests. Because I remember watching, like, if you watched the documentary on Netflix, they were like, "So yeah, we drank the water," and I was like, "Oh, you're a cannibal!" Like,
they drank like human stew,
bro. People soup.
Yeah,
good soup.
Good soup. This is some damn fine soup. Tastes a little funky, but soupy.
So because of that, they sent someone to go and check the water tanks.
Yeah.
And they found her body on the roof.
I don't trust water that comes from water tanks anyway.
Don't go to a hotel, because I'm pretty sure that's how they all do it.
I know. Well,
you know how expensive it would be to like do like.
How do they fill them, though? With rainwater?
I imagine there's a helicopter.
No, they just keep a supply on them. For like, it's like a buffer zone, like a capacitor for electricity, both water.
Yeah, because it's got to be connected to the sewers.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure they have like connections to the water mains. They probably just top them up. But
imagine if hotels really just had their own septic tank. It'd have to be like half a citywide.
Oh my God. It would have. And it'd be the worst, because you know, no one in hotels is eating good food. Yeah. And they're not, all of them are drinking too much and having like fucking meth popcorn shits, and it's just
why are you putting meth on your popcorn? That's terrible seasoning.
The meth, the people, he means that
the
meth,
the shits popcorn. Are popcorn shaped.
Maybe.
I like the idea that
it's like a deer just
getting popcorn just shits, but it covered popcorn in meth.
Oh my God.
The tank was closed. No one knows how she got inside.
Yep.
And then they just determined that it was an accidental drowning
inside a closed tank,
a water tank on a locked roof with only access from staff.
Yep.
But you can't climb into by yourself.
Yep. Definitely, totally an accidental drowning.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. 100%.
I am going to push back on this, though, because I do actually, I am very gullible. I'll believe most things, but all the staff came out and were like, oh yeah, she would have had to turn off like multiple like roof alarms and shit. Like, once they came out and said that, many people were like, hey, I stayed at this hotel and they don't have, we went to the roof all the time. Like, there was no.
Yeah, I heard the alarm on the door was disengaged.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like the staff was just trying to cover up for like any sort of liability they might
have. I think the rumor was that it was a member of the staff.
It probably
that
was.
That did it? Well, it would have to be, because.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have to be, but like, why would they? It just doesn't make. Why would they hide the body in the tank though? Like,
that's, I mean, such water an easy washes place. Away so much evidence.
Yeah, but people are gonna start like tasting it. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe that was a part of it. Maybe the person who did it was like, yeah.
Maybe they were drinking that water. That was like a kick for them.
Or just watching other people be like,
oh my God, yeah.
You're a cannibal.
They're sipping a bottle of water going, you're fucking cannibal.
I guess it would be like the most. No, you know what I would do is I would like.
Never start answers like, I would do it like this. That's really bad implications for whatever.
What I would have done was I would have put her in pieces, put her in all of the water tanks.
Oh my God.
So many people have died from jumping off this building. You could have easily made it look like she just jumped off, probably. Especially if she was having a manic episode or something. Like, people would buy, I mean,
they'd probably go even longer without discovering her body that way. Because a bunch of homeless people would have, like, taken stuff.
Like, oh, dinner. Yum.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they would have eaten her, too. Like, it would have been full-on cannibalism.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you're like, probably right, though.
Meat from the sky.
God brought us a big old steak. What's that woman's head doing there? I don't know. It's connected to my steak.
Did you know, like, the fifth season of American Horror Story, the hotel one, is actually based off the season?
I did.
Oh, I did. I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. So it had Matt Bomer, who I love him.
I really got to start watching American Horror Story again. I only saw, like, season one and two.
Just pick seasons. That's what I do, because I'll pick one and be like, oh, this one's gross. And I like, there's certain ones that are bad.
Some are bad. Yeah.
Some of them are really good. I liked Hotel.
Yeah.
But it's Matt Bomer and Lady Gaga are vampires living on the top of the hotel.
Okay.
Full of ghosts.
Okay.
There's an H.H. Holmes style ghost. Like, it's got everything.
That sounds really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to watch that.
H.H. Holmes is great. We'll have to do him someday.
Who's H.H. Holmes?
He was the dude that had the murder castle.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool.
He built a giant hotel at the World's Fair with rooms that would, like, just fill up with gas and shit.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
He's not the first serial killer. That's so dumb when people say stuff like that.
Kyle, Dr. Kyle gets very
upset not when
people say.
Doctor.
Did he, like, it seems like he would, like, do, like, his own murder mystery parties, but actually kill everybody on purpose?
That would actually be fun. That's my new idea.
He was playing the game Clue is based off of him.
If I ever become a serial killer, that is now my method. I will credit you if I get arrested.
It was GIF's idea. Chungus cast. GIF.
He had this fun idea. I invite people to my house, and then we have a murder party, and one of them goes missing.
And then
they all think it's part of it. Yeah.
Nobody even questions it till like a month later when they're like, where's my mom? Like, I don't know, come play the game.
Oh my God, you gotta find her. Maybe she's in the basement. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll go down to the basement.
There's actually rumors about how many people he actually killed. It may just be like
he had four spouses.
H.H. Holmes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because two of them were sisters.
What?
Estimated 200 plus possible. Yeah, 134. Wow. 10 to 134 confirmed. But
he was not like your average serial killer. He didn't do it because he got off on it. He just wanted the bones so that he could sell them to hospitals for money.
Also, it was like a money thing.
It was a money thing. This was an era where, like, having human, like, when it was like illegal to study human anatomy, like Victorian era, and he was like, haha, I'm not gonna dig graves anymore. So we just get killed bodies
people for
take their bones out.
I mean, I guess that's one way to do it.
He was rich. I mean, he built a giant hotel.
Yeah, that's true.
With rooms that literally went nowhere.
Oh, geez.
So that's all I have about this place, other than, like, there's still YouTubers that go there to do ghost hunting and stuff, but pretty sure there's no ghosts.
Yeah, those were the big points. The two serial killers and then what's her name? Lamb. Yeah,
and then there's just millions and millions and millions of people that have just died there.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have died there. I don't know about millions, but there's a lot of people have committed suicide. A lot of people have, quote, quote, committed suicide.
You got to speculate all the people that they just don't talk about. You know, if a homeless person dies inside your hotel and you just put it outside, did he really die there?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm sure. Well, they had one of the managers before, I think, the what's it called? Something on Main Takeover.
Stay on Main.
And she was there for like 10 years. And she said there was 80 plus in 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So just think. But also, you know, like, I bet you a lot of people die in hotels everywhere. Especially, like, really, like, cheap ones.
A lot of people don't want to die in their house and don't want to leave a mess for their family.
So they'll rent a penthouse.
They'll go rent a hotel room and just off themselves there. And it happens. If we, like, knew the statistics on how many people killed themselves in hotels, people would probably not want to stay in hotels anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think like this one, the one that The Shining is based off. There's two that The Shining is based off.
Oh, I went to the Stanley just this summer, actually.
I really want to go there.
It's a complete
Are they back
gimmick.
To doing ghost hunting stuff, or have they like stopped that still?
There were tours, but yeah, it's I don't know if you've ever heard of like the Homestead in Virginia, or like
I think I heard of the
Greenbrier in West Virginia.
No.
It's just like an old-timey hotel. That's exactly what the Stanley is, except it's shittier. and they've completely like sort of like squeezed it out for all its like tourist gimmick stuff.
Yeah.
So you're saying go to Virginia for ghost tours of hotels?
No, I wouldn't say. I would say it's underwhelming. Just in general.
Yeah.
Well, I heard for a while they were trying to stop doing the ghost tours at Stanley.
Like, I don't know if they're doing ghost tours at all. They're doing regular tours where you get to go see like the room Stephen King stayed in when he wrote the book and the room that
implying it's a ghost tour, but not
really. Well, no, they leaned into it for a while and then they wanted to get away from having the image as the Shining Hotel.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
No, they definitely are leaning into the Shining Hotel image. I promise you. Well, I bought a bookmark that said The Shining on it.
Nice.
I mean, pandemic, they probably were hurting for business. They probably did anything they could to get people back in there. Like, no, yeah, The Shining, Stephen King, come on, look, maybe you'll die.
Oh, staying in hotels during the pandemic is terrible because my trip to South Carolina was not, it was not as fun.
No.
This year as it has been in the past.
Yeah.
Okay, there's like a whole thing on Twitter about how Meghan Markle is supposed to be related to H.H. Holmes.
Really?
Makes sense. I don't know why. I think it's just probably the British tabloids trying to smear her.
I mean, yeah, they hate her. They hate her.
That'd be amazing, true.
Yeah.
I mean, Obama's cousins with Abraham Lincoln.
No.
And George Bush.
What?
No, Abraham Lincoln's Tom Hanks.
I feel like we're drifting into the realm of conspiracies and bullshit.
No, it's 100% true. Obama's cousins with George Bush. Anyway, this is unnecessary now. This is unnecessary talk. It was fun meeting you, hanging out.
Yeah,
thank you for joining us, Giff.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. This was awesome.
We tend to trail off and do a whole bunch of weird stuff. Jared gets mad that we're not on topic, but it doesn't matter.
I thought this was fairly focused, relatively speaking.
Yeah, we were pretty on topic with a couple of side shoots, but pretty good.
Yeah.
So, if you want to
pitch your stuff, find you.
So, and all social media, Twitter, Reddit, Facebook at the Chungus Cast,
awesome.
Spelled just like it sound. And then on Instagram, I am at the GIF_. So definitely hit me up if you want. I'm probably going to hopefully post this episode as well.
Yes, please.
If that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just put my own intro in the front and then, go from there.
Do you want to start over? We'll do the whole thing again, but we'll do it like leaning towards you. We can do that.
No. This is
perfect. Thanks for having us on, GIF. It's really a pleasure to be on the Chungus Cast. let's just build some fire reels for his cast. It'll be great. check us out if you want to follow anything with us
drop Dark your Room. Stuff too, even though it is your podcast, just so
we will drop our stuff, trust me. It's
he's gonna drop the ball trying, so
we're gonna try, we'll see. rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, Dark Rum, Talk Shonen, and Rum Runners the original. Get our podcast, find our merchandise, pay or get on Patreon, please and thank you. Hit us up on all the socials. Kyle, you want to say the socials?
At Dark Rum Podcast.
Wow.
On Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And on Reddit and all the other things.
Yeah.
If you want to actually find my podcast, it's The Chungus Cast on all podcast platforms, and the source is anchor.fm/The Chungus Cast.
Awesome. If you have been to the Cecil Hotel, please let us know. Hit us up at darkrumstories@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know what the water tastes like.
Except if you've murdered somebody there, don't let us know.
No, tell us that, because no, I will not tell anybody except people on the show.
I will probably tell
everyone. We will directly air it, but we will not tell the police.
I will definitely tell the police.
After we record an episode about it.
Maybe after we record an episode. I'm not sure.
He doesn't check our emails. That's true. I won't let him know what's happening.
Kyle could just not tell me. That's very true.
I'm like, this is what we're talking about today. It's this famous serial killer you've never heard of yet.
I've not once logged into darkroompodcaststories.com or at Gmail. Not once.
it's all me. I do all the work. I'm the one that holds up everything.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Kyle, with your Atlean shoulders holding up the weight of the world.
Anyway, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Everyone, nice have a wonderful time.
Yeah, hope everyone's having an awesome time. Don't go to the CISA Hotel.
Definitely go there. Send pictures.
If you do go there, yes, send pictures. Tag us in them. All right, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.